Welcome to the Agent Success Institute podcast. This is a space where you can learn, gain confidence, and grow your business as an independent agent, not part of a real estate team. We're happy to have you with us today, so let's get started. Hey everyone, so this month is book club month. That's what I decided I want it to be. So this will be what we do for the month of March. I am a very big reader. I have been a reader since as long as I can remember. I've loved to read. I loved library day at school. I was always reading a book at home, reading a book at school. My kids, they have read some of the most ridiculous books, like video game books and stuff. And I'm just like, why are you even reading this crap? Even when I was in elementary school, I remember reading biographies of inventors and Harriet Tubman and all kinds of different people. And then transitioned more, I would say, in college, definitely post-college, of like business books or budgeting books or investing books, things like that. That's kind of what I like to read. And I feel like in the same space, especially with real estate agents, we all are kind of reading a lot of those books, either to help us relate to people, to help us grow our real estate business, maybe to help us with understanding financing and budgeting. There's lots of books like that. And so I wanted to pick four of my favorite books for March. These books are all different. And the reason I picked a book club is because I think for real estate agents and all other types of salespeople or entrepreneurs, it's nice to learn together, not just about business, but about other things. Like I said, the other kind of books I like to read, communicating people skills, autobiographies. And I also like reading about charities, actually. And we'll get into more of that later. So I picked my top four books. They're not my favorite books, but they're very, very good books that I've read in the last probably year and a half. But I didn't want to do all business books or all leadership books or whatever. So each of them is different, but they're all full of very good information. So I'm not going to blow the secret and let you know what each book is, but we are going to review, or I'm going to explain the books, just a little bit about them. This is going to be a short podcast because I don't want to give away the book at all because I can't do it justice. So today we are going to talk about The 12-Week Year. It's a very, very good book. Most books I read now, they were recommended from another podcast I listened to or another book I read. So some books will say within the books, this is the book I use to learn about this or whatever. And then I'm constantly looking those books up. And so that's how I found The 12-Week Year, which is the name of the book. I wish I could remember how I first heard of it. I cannot. But it was really good. It's an easy read. Part of that is because of the way it's written. Part of that is the examples. But also part of that is just the concept. It's about time, using your time well, reaching your goals, how all that relates. And that's fascinating to me. And it has a lot of stuff you can implement. So that was one of the things I liked about the book. Also, I know this sounds crazy. I am super geeky and I love like when the first of the month starts on a Monday or even a Saturday or a Sunday, but especially a Monday. And this year for 2024, January 1st started on a Monday, which is like perfect. And the book breaks time into 12-week segments with a 13th week. And so the 13th week ended April 1st. Like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, that's just perfect, right? For someone like me who's really OCD about things like that. So I actually was introduced to this book in probably September, read it. I think I read it again and then prepped myself because this is how I work, prepped myself to start the process January 1st. And I have enjoyed it. So a few takeaways that are not going to make sense unless you read the book. And I'm kind of doing that on purpose because I want you to read the book. But I also wanted to share some things that I learned from it. So a few takeaways that won't make sense unless you read the book. So read the book are scheduling your week and time blocking. Now, let's be real. Those things are not a big surprise to anyone who's listening to this podcast, or most likely not a big surprise. I do both of those and have for a long time. However, the way they explain the process, the reason they have you do it, et cetera, is much better than I was doing before much better explained by them than I could explain it, and also a very big part of their book. And so I'm not going to go into that because this is an overview to, you know, pique your interest. There's no way I can explain that the way they did and literally not go over the whole book. So I'm going to let that go. But what I learned the most that I was always kind of an issue for me was this concept called like the buffer. That was a game changer for me. It allows you to block time every day to do things you need to have done, but that may not feel productive. And so they gave examples like checking email and things like that. And that's great because it's like literally giving you freedom to know that you're going to have a half hour block or an hour block. I think they said 1 hour block or 2 half hour blocks a day where you're giving yourself permission to do those things because they have to be done. But if we're not careful, we can spend 5 hours a day checking email. So it's like, you know, condensing it into that time frame. And they didn't really bring these things up. So I'm going to have what I do with my buffer time, but some things I add to that. That's when I do things for my family or our household as well in terms of what needs to be done during the business day. So for example, that might be when I call the doctor to schedule an appointment or call the vet to schedule an appointment or check on something on with the kids for school. Those are the things that I've also done to my buffer time. So it's not just for things work related. And that is my little important thing that I would add to that. So that's all I'm going to say here. I don't want to give you too much information because if I start talking too much, it's just going to make you confused and probably not want to read the book. And I really, really want you to read the book. It's excellent. And I feel like you have to implement it yourself or read it to really get the best of the information. But I'll put it this way. It is one of the best books that I read in 2023. And I read a lot. And I'm also a big calendar person. I've time blocked for years. I've scheduled for years. Like some of those things are not new concepts to me, but the way they explain it really opened my eyes to what I was doing correct, but also incorrect with my schedule and my time blocking. And I'm telling you, if you have issues getting organized, if you have issues with how you spend your time, you feel like by the end of the day, you're not accomplishing anything, whatever. If you feel like you are constantly working and never giving yourself a free moment, whatever those things might be, I don't care who you are. That is a book that you need to read if you are in any kind of situation where you make your own schedule, whether that's entrepreneur, real estate, sales, stay-at-home parent, whatever that might be. This book is really, really, really good. I don't remember how many pages it is. It's not hard to read. It's one that you're going to want to take notes with. It might be hard to put down, but want to take notes with. And you might need to read it a second time. But I thought this was a great one to mention in our first week of book club, virtual book club here, because we are getting into the end of the first quarter. And so I feel like anything with time blocking is great. And scheduling and goals is great to do around November, December. But like I said, I was really geeky this year because Monday was January 1st, but we are hitting the end of our quarter. That's what I was trying to say when I like went off on a tangent there. So it'd be a great book to read for March to get you ready for that second quarter. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. If you're interested in a virtual book club, let me know. Like I said, I love reading, but I know one thing for me that's a struggle is I love to read. I'll highlight the books like crazy. I will have great intentions of implementing what's in the book. I feel like the implementation is the hard part for two reasons. One, I just read so much. I just want to keep going to the next book. Like this book was so good. I want to read the next book and the next book. And then I find I haven't implemented as much as I should. And I mean, I'm realistic. I realize I'm not going to be able to implement everything in every book from the standpoint of it being necessary to me being able to remember it. But sometimes I really want to implement something and I just don't because I go on to the next book, or I don't because I have no one to hold me accountable for that, or I just don't because I just don't feel like it. So I think the idea of the virtual book club is, hey, let's work together by reading what we love to read and then be there to support each other if somebody is is saying, hey, I read the book and I didn't quite do it this way, but I did it this way. Or, hey, I read this book and it was a game changer to me and this is what I learned. Or, hey, I read this book, but I don't understand what I'm supposed to do with this part of it. Can you help me? And that is the ultimate goal. And sometimes it might be, hey, I read the story in this book and it made me laugh, cry, whatever. So I would love, love, love to have other people read with me. And I have no idea if that's going to happen this round or not, but I'm definitely going to throw it out there for anyone who would like to. And so we're going to do 4 new books. When I say new, I mean 4 books. I don't know that they're newly written this month. And every week is a different kind of book. So this one was about time blocking. And then we have 3 more. I'm not going to give you their titles yet. I'm going to hang on to that, but I will be back with you next week and actually the next 3 weeks, which will take us through the end of March for possible books that we could enjoy together. So I hope you have a great day. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and may your career be blessed as you bless others.